בואי תראה, ברוכים הגויים, ברוכים הגויים כלל, ברוכים הגויים, ליאן הרה, Jack Rogers. And we should be able to continue with many, many years at least to be at the Mashiach, and I don't see any reason why we can't continue afterwards, right? I don't think that Mashiach should be a reason why to stop. Adarabba, probably Mashiach would be very happy.
We'll invite him.
What?
We'll invite him.
But, thank Hashem, we have this mukum, this place here. We believe that Rabbi Shalema, that we're sitting here tonight in this place, that it's special hashkocha, and that we have taka our beautiful group, we need them, ahudim, that we have a chesed and a brotzen to come together, to grow. Shmoya, Rakos, Rakayin, the Ubdis, the Maitre. Putting it all together, to be able to fulfill the purpose of why we're living, huh? Because Shmoya, Rakayin, and Mishmoya. Okay, Rabbi Shai, just to come together, and be clear that it's hell, it's worth it. I'm sure that we all know about it, realize it, and have some tightness, tightness and more claim, if we say, unconscious or subconscious. But come together, sit down together as a group, and acknowledge that that Elu, I think that itself is an accomplishment. Even if we don't do anything else tonight, Dayenu, the impression that it makes in our previous, we should come together and declare together that we acknowledge the fact that Elu, and that we must get to work for the Oedus Elu, whatever that is, we won't even say it in our group tonight, but we just acknowledge that there is Elu, and that work must be put in. Because of the Elul, that itself, Dayenu, they say, that itself is an accomplishment. The closer again, that's Hashem. Come, they say, let's get busy with the work of the Elul. So, we spoke about in our other meeting that the priority and importance of taking a Kabbalah because of Elul. In other words, undertaking some gesture, some issue, some item of Eretz Hashem, each one of us for our own that matim that puts into our own life and our own luchnistika, making an anatomy of our luchnistika program. Pick on something that is either essential or something that will help us, auxiliary, and help us with some item of the Kabbalah of Beit HaMikdash. We can make it a Kabbalah. And I mentioned last week, it could be the smallest in you. It's not necessary to be something big and crushing, like it was all the Torah. In this story, this generation, it's sufficient, even something very, very small, very minute. But the main thing is the Kabbalah for Elul, and with that we align ourselves with Klai Yisrael. All through the Torah, Klai Yisrael, they used to make Kabbalah for Elul. Very big things, important pastor. So we're holding by that now. But at least the minimum of some zechel nova, some minimum of an item, something mashmoistic and mashmoistic. Mamoshes is something complete. It should be mashmoistic, something that has significance, something meaningful. Okay, so that was number one. Number two, again, I want to. Again, let's see if we have.
Sukkot is Imra.
Is what?
Sukkot is Imra in Kriyishma.
I want to do something to feel the world of listening is. I think that all of us will acknowledge the fact that out of the feeling of Buchnir, I would imagine all of us share the feeling that we're busy during the day, we have preoccupations, we have livelihood, but even our learning story. So the program of the day, life is a day goes by, and it's hard to be marvelous. So the world of history is, which is necessary now and then. So we suggested that, formula, prescription. Oh, the Yafa is here. Coming into a land. That way, very, very, very quickly, they say, as you say, I'm Locha Maruba, they say. We met last week. It seems like it was ages ago. So very quickly, Borky, or something, you want to share with us?
I wasn't sure whether to take on a Kabbalah, for example, Chavarol, for example, Makom, for some reason, and I ended up taking on a
Whether we should make a chakra on this.
What are you saying? It should be a what? Eight?
No.
I wasn't here before. Yeah.
No, you can make a chakra. I have a shell on myself.
Oh, on yourself?
Okay, so who might want to be nice to me with a shot? chakra? You made the bracha ready.
I made the bracha ready.
Anybody didn't make the bracha yet? Just a drop. What's the first name again?
Aaron.
Aaron. You weren't here last week, were you? You weren't here.
Shimon had a baby boy.
Yeah, I know, we get it. He gave me the the whole group. This school is the first one, Mazel Tov. Now, the name of the whole group is Mazel Tov. The upbringing, you read this service and you admire him. What's your first name again?
Daniel.
Daniel.
Daniel. You have something you want to share with us quickly?
No, not specifically.
But
no.
I took on something. Mussar Sefer hit me, and I took on that, and we'll see. I mean, it's something small. It's something that has some token to it. We'll see. It's good to find something a little. It's a
try. Okay, well, let me say, just very quickly, again, we need another suggestion last week, which I think is very important and very constructive. But say, to make a Seder in Pius, in Schaefer. In other words, if you could learn the the purpose of it is not so, what I'm suggesting here, is not so much because of the information we get about Schaefer, which I think is very, very important. It changes the whole dimension of the mitzvah. If you're familiar with the Gemara, the Rishayim, and the Rashi and Tosfos, it changes the whole feeling of the mitzvah. Just the knowledgeable about the technical part of the mitzvah. But I'm suggesting it for another reason. That if you go into the structure of the technical part of the mitzvah, it helps very much to get into the Ruchniyut component. It somehow or other connects us very strongly with the Ruchniyut part of the mitzvah by going into the technical halacha part. So I'm suggesting it because of the technical part and the mila of the Ruchniyut part. I'm sure that you'll get a tremendous chapter to others, the way it's said. It's very interesting. I always find, very often find the thing in the Torah. The Mishnah there says, if you say whatever it says, Sholosh. I'd like to suggest now two things I want to share with you. You know, in every generation, we have our unique restraint. You see, we want to speak about the Tanya Chazal, who is a special Messiah. Restraints that are thrown at him, the virus. I find what they say, my own observation, and I think that the Oyza probably would agree with me that in recent years it seems to me that one of the major, you know, we have, I say, Baruch Hashem, fortunately, unfortunately, we have a lot of mistakes in this world, many different areas of Hashem. But one area which I personally observe, and I think I'm sure the Oyzem will agree with me, is that it's a very big Yerida, you know, in Be'an Chaveiro, Oyzem is looking at me, I'm just wondering, I just assume the Oyzem will agree with me, but the only observance of it is very strong Yerida, Be'an Chaveiro. Yachas connecting with people, mainly in Derecheret, notice that he said, yes, you know, sometimes I see it on the bus very often. Years ago, an older person was on the bus, and the young people would stand up. Like an instinct. I couldn't believe it, but I saw it. But other people that I know have told me they observed it also. It's like you think like an instinct. You don't stand up. You don't stand up. Have any of you here noticed it? I don't know if you have any of you have occasion to go on a bus. Noticed it, you know, like it's like an instinct that older people standing there, feeling really older people, and the younger people, like the older person could be standing right next to the younger person, and they just sit there, you know, like that's the instinct. You don't stand up, you know, you don't stand up. If you stand up, you're like, you're not with it, you're not with it, you have to be with it. With it, you know, you don't get up, right? It's like mind-boggling, you know? It comes out in many different areas, but the inside of it, the food of it, is that it's some kind of a coldness of a callousness, not considerate, caring. Just before afternoon, I was coming from somewhere on a bus, a local bus in Yerushalayim. The driver now, when you come to a bus stop, they close the doors, somebody comes, they don't open it. Maybe it's a thing that they're instructed not to, but whatever it is, they don't. Once they close the door, they usually don't open it and move. So I was on a bus today, this afternoon. I was sitting in front of the bus, so I saw it, that the driver closed the door, and he just about to move. Maybe he moved the job. And two ladies, you know, came running to the bus. Now, surely, they're never going to open up the door for that. They closed the door. But it started moving a bit also. And as a driver, you know, he didn't... I don't know whether he was religious or not religious, whatever it is. But he opened the door to the lady, which is very, very rude. I think the film started moving already. Once they closed the door, he went out. So he opened the door to these two ladies. I'm sorry to say, two religious looking ladies, you know, that they got on the bus and he closed the door, you know, they paid their money, whatever. And I was sitting here, you know. So I didn't show any sign of recognition. Thank you. When I say oldest women, I don't mean old and old. In a way, I'll be in the 30s, late 30s, early 40s. Whenever you find that there's a, when you read in the Torah in certain images, so we have to find a way to make the chizuk. Especially, you know, Beron Chaveru, because our father founder of our religion, of our faith, the founder of our Christ, of our religion, so his main avoider. You want to see the essence of the group, you have to see what the founder was, you know, what he founded a group that was a nation that the core of it, the inner core of it, is chesed, is caring about people, thinking about people. That was his avoider, Avram's main avoider was chesed. That was his book, that was his actuality. And he made a nation that was based on that. So besides intrinsically being important, but just being part of Israel, it acquired the importance. So when you see that, you read the area, I think it's extra important. Sensitive. So, which I want to suggest, just very quickly, very, very, very quickly, I want to suggest an interesting Ufda. I'm going to suggest a few things to do in Favero. Just to make it interesting, I'm going to give a few exercises. Every day, something else, right? We've done these exercises in the course of our drawing, you know, as separate projects. So the first exercise is premeditated chesed. It means that every day you can't do this chesed. Thing, but you plan it, right? It's like tomorrow you plan that just as often you see a piece of doom laying around the table, whatever, you collect them, put them on the show. But the main point of it is premeditated chesed. The premeditated part is the most important part of it. If you plan to do a chesed tomorrow, it is all of the chesed, but the main thing is that you plan it, right? Number two, of which you see a downhearted, person, or open up to a little spiritual person. Somebody that will down and out, you know, go over and try to lift the spirit. Right? That's number two. Number three, go over to somebody and make them feel happy. You know, say something that makes them happy. You know, a certain person, he damaged to the Amish. He thinks that the world is, you know. So you go over to him and say, you know, the Shabbos, you made my Shabbos. You know, that doesn't mean that. Right. You know, take a space if you're down. So, the fourth thing is help somebody. Now, of course, you help them out, makes them happy. But the main thing is to help the person. I'll give you an example. Let's say you know an elder brother, an older girl. Maybe you can do something. You can do something to help them. You should have. You know, make a telephone call. Right? So, that's number four, right?
No, that's number five,
no? No, that was number four.
Oh, right, number four, right. Sorry.
From the five obituaries, he said, six, 10 people in the world who want to go tomorrow. And number six, next week we're over in Greek, three people. You know, it's very good morning, but Stuart, that's okay, what we say? You got it. Got it? Yeah. Okay. Maybe very quickly, I have this thing worked out. Did Mazarin bring out, a lot of my friends, they mentioned the Sadigol, Tom Sabon is the worry blow surgery. Many of them are not going to have it. 10 reasons why we go social. So I use that as a very good source for Kavanah, you know, what go social. So I'm going to give you a very interesting system I worked out of integrating the 10 Kavanahs of the Sadi Bone into the glowing, right? But first, the way say, in order to appreciate the system that I have, is to back and memorize the 10 kavanos of the Rapsati Gomes. Today, a lot of them are very inhabit. I put this in English, the 10 Rapsati Gomes, 10 reasons why it was there. So, in order to appreciate you have to try to memorize it by heart. It's a very simple thing to do. You have to do that every year. Try to memorize. Try to memorize it. Okay, and back to some next week, I'll share with you a very interesting idea that I created of how to integrate these 10 kavanos while you're hearing the choices. Right? But in order to appreciate it, you have to try to memorize the 10. It's very simple. 10 reasons why I blow shoji, right? I have it here at Moshe Kodesh, I think it's Moshe Kodesh, and you have it in English. Okay, Rabbi Say. So I wish you all a terrific Elul, Rabbi Say. Success. Right. Success to bring bracha by bracha. You want that you can have.
You want to keep one. I have from last year, I have from the year before.
Yeah, alright, wonderful. Man. You want to share it with a friend or something. So.
I have it in my sitter.
Okay.
I have both in my master and I have it in my Shabbos sitter. So it's really amazing. It's really changed for me, yeah. The shofar, because you can go through it and you listen to the shofar and you hear, and then he has this whole shot over here. It's a really, it's very, very.
Which book it is?
So these are the 10.
Yeah,
these
but he's.
Oh, it's cut off. I know.
More than one, just one letter.
In the art, I think the art scroll has
it. Yeah,
the
art scroll.
You have to.
What is it? What the art scroll is it?
I think I think the Rosh Hashanah Machzor.
Okay.
I'll look at home now.
Oh, the Rosh Hashanah Machzor.
Yeah, Rosh Hashanah Machzor. I think it's in there. Right at the Kiyas Shofar. I think it's down.